More than half of parents say they spend too much time on their mobile device, while nearly half of teens say they spend the right amount of time on their devices. Those are among the findings of a new report from the group Common Sense. The new normal, parents, teens, screens, and sleep in the United States, also finds nearly 40% of teens think their parent is addicted to their device, and 45% of parents seem to agree. With me to talk more about this is Elena Lowry, Arizona Director for Common Sense. And Elena, there's a lot in this report. What to you are the key takeaways?
So I think the most surprising takeaway for me was the percentage of not only kids, but of adults who literally take their phone to bed with them. I don't mean next to the bed. I mean in bed. And if you think about what that looks like, and I mean, it was a big percentage, 52% or something crazy like that. If you look at that and you look at the kind of interruptions that you can get on your phone and how hard it is with everything in your daily life to get to sleep and fall into a deep sleep, having those notifications, you know, in the middle of your sleep and kids wanting to check, you know, social media and all of it, it's really ridiculous.
It seems as though one of the big findings here was that both kids and grown-ups are basically on their devices too much.
Well, yes. And the interesting thing is that adults, they realize it. Whether or not they're actually doing anything substantial to curb it or not.
No, we don't really change our behavior based
on
that.
We just know that, you know, geez, I'm on my phone too much, or I'm on my tablet too much, or I'm sitting in front of the TV with my phone and my tablet in my lap, right? So there is this sense of balance that's missing, both for kids and for adults. And that is something that Common Sense focuses quite a bit on is, you know, how do you create those healthy habits so that you're not getting into a situation where a third of the kids are taking their phones in bed with them, you know, or they're within arm's length of their bed and their pillow.
One of the things that really struck me was the finding that there are more kids who wish their parents would get off their devices. And I don't know if you looked at specific age breakdowns for that or if it's just kids generally, but it's almost in a sense heartbreaking that you have kids who are wanting to play with their parents or talk to their parents or interact with their parents, and their parents are just staring at their phones.
Yeah. So, you know, what's really heartbreaking are the little kids, the little ones who are trying to get the attention of their parents, and they can't because their parents are on their phone working or, you know, whatever. So, like you said, the age varies for different reasons. When you're a little kid, you just want the attention, right? You have kids. So they just want mommy or daddy's attention.
They want to play. They want to tell you something about their day or whatever.
Exactly. And the older kids, you know, maybe the 6 through 9, 6 through 10, they're not quite as attached to their devices as maybe their older siblings are. For different reasons. Now, I will say parents, the last study we did like this, parents felt like their kids were on their phones too much. This time around, the 1,000 parents that we talked to for this report, the numbers changed a little bit and they felt like the kids were on their phones the right amount of time, which in and of itself is a little bit strange because what are you comparing it to? How much time you spend on the phone as
right.
an adult? So it's interesting. It was definitely interesting to hear what some of the responses were to the questions in the survey.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean that kids are on their devices less. It might just mean that our expectations have changed, right?
Exactly.
So I think we've all been at a meal or somewhere in public and you see, you know, two parents and, you know, some number of kids, one kid, two kids, whatever, and everybody is on their separate device. I notice it especially in restaurants when two people are sitting across from each other and they're both looking at their phones, not at each other, and maybe the kid is watching a video on an iPad or on a phone while they're eating. What does that do to the family dynamic?
Well, it takes away from the family dynamic. We have an initiative that Common Sense launched in 2016, actually, right around the time of the Olympics. And if anybody saw it, we had PSAs for a device-free dinner initiative that we were putting out. And it's just that. It's this idea that there needs to be a safe place or a space where you're not on your phone constantly. And the dinner table seems to be a really good opportunity for families to come together and, you know, promote that. And we just did something with a local restaurant here to take that concept and bring it into the restaurant. You were just saying, you know, how you walk into a restaurant, everybody's on their phones. Really, the idea is just put your phone down and have a conversation.
How do you talk to parents about this issue, both in terms of their own device use, but also trying to curtail their kids?
Yeah, so it's not as hard as you think because, like I said, parents know that there's a problem. And so having conversations with parents from common sense's point looks at what are some things that you can do as a family? What are some things that you can do to put those devices down? What does that look like? And so we talk to parents and we say, look, yes, there's device-free dinners, but take it to the next level and model that behavior. So for example, have a central place in your home where everybody can charge their phones and it isn't in anybody's bedroom, right? Because that's where you're going to get the least control as a parent, or, you know, and you have to model that behavior though. So your kid who's 8 years old, who has to, you know, or 12 years old, who has to charge their phone in the kitchen, he can't watch mom or dad take their phone into the bedroom. So there's little things like that that I think most parents, once you tell them or once you suggest to them that there are some things that they can do to help balance, they realize it and they think, yeah, you know what, that's exactly what we should be doing.
You mentioned that parents are starting to realize that this is an issue and to some extent it's a problem. Do you get the sense that people are willing and able to make significant change? I mean, can the genie be put back in the bottle at this point?
No. That's the easy answer, right? Technology is not going away. One thing we tell parents and we tell, you know, kids too, is you want to create more than you consume. One of the examples that we use a lot, especially over the summer, but in terms of creating, instead of having the kids just watch endless YouTube videos all the way to wherever it is you're going, get them to document the trip. Let them be the filmmaker. You know, let them use their device. Let them create. Let them do something that's innovative and fun. There are apps to keep kids engaged and entertained and learning at the same time. And so those are the kinds of things that we want parents to be aware of so that they know that there are good opportunities out there for kids and for technology.
All right. That's Elena Lowry, Arizona Director of Common Sense. Elena, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.